joining us to talk about his race for Lieutenant Governor in the Republican primary, Commissioner Todd Staples. Commissioner Staples, welcome back to the program, sir.
Chad, it's always great to be on your show and get to visit with the people of the South Plains and the Panhandle area.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Tell folks how the campaign has gone, and you're going into early voting tomorrow. What have you been hearing from folks as you travel the state?
Well, Texans are hungry for a leader to stand up and fight for our state. We know that early voting does begin tomorrow, and Chad, as you mentioned, it is President's Day today, and we celebrate some really outstanding presidents in Lincoln and Reagan, but we have a president today that is running rampant over our Constitution. He is trampling states' rights, pushing Obamacare, exercising executive orders, and just blatantly saying, if Congress won't do it, I'll do it myself. Well, we have a Constitution, we have a Congress, and the president is not a dictator and he's not a king. And I believe that Texans are expecting a lieutenant governor that will stand up and fight for Texas, that will resist Washington expanding their cause into our state. I stood up as Commissioner of Agriculture. I want to stand up as lieutenant governor.
Commissioner Staples, you've talked a lot about immigration and border issues. Is that something that going into the next legislative session, if you are elected as lieutenant governor, is that something you're going to focus a lot on?
Well, Chad, I certainly am, and the reason why is not because I'm just running for lieutenant governor now, but landowners reached out to me over 3 years ago because they had leaders that weren't listening, that weren't giving them the resources that they needed, and they wanted someone that was a leader to stand up, and I did develop a six-point plan to reform our failed immigration system that starts with border security and does not include amnesty, and I've got it on my website at toddstaples.com. And I know in this race for Lieutenant Governor, Chad, that Texans are looking for someone that will stand in the gap for them. They recognize we have an incumbent Lieutenant Governor, David Dewhurst, today. But Republican primary voters are not status quo voters. They know that Dewhurst has pushed for more state spending. In fact, he even called a $6 billion budget increase modest. Texas taxpayers are upset that Dewhurst actually thanked the Obama administration for stimulus. And they're also upset that Dewhurst owes his staff on the race where he lost to Ted Cruz. Dewhurst still owes over $1 million and refuses to pay. My record is much different. While serving in the legislature, I helped pass record-setting tax cuts. I kept our state agency budget low and returned money to the taxpayers, and I sued Obama to protect Texas jobs, and that's what I'll do as lieutenant governor.
We're visiting with Todd Staples. You can visit his website, toddstaples.com. Early voting begins tomorrow. Taking a look at some of the other issues that are out there, including water. Water is a huge issue, not only in Texas, but throughout the United States. What is your plan as far as water goes in this state?
Chad, the water is the economic development issue of our time, water and transportation. And we know over the last decade we haven't had the leadership of the Office of Lieutenant Governor. As Commissioner of Agriculture, I've worked on this issue. I worked on it in the legislative process. And what I will do, and here's what I know from talking to hydrologists all across the state. We have a tremendous amount of groundwater in many areas of the state that it just isn't usable today because it's brackish, the saline content is high. And we need the state government to be involved in research and in planning and in making low-cost financing options available, making certain that the landowner has an interest and his rights are protected in the water beneath that surface. I've been promoting water conservation campaigns. I've been promoting increased use of technology. It's been fun to work with farmers and ranchers because they are the best stewards of this resource. They continuously find better, innovative ways to use less water. And we need to grow our state. We can't continuously be in a cycle where we're just trying to compete for water in different areas. And as Lieutenant Governor, I'll make this a priority.
Greg Abbott, who we can assume will become the next governor of Texas, has made education a big priority of his campaign. He's laying out different facets of his education plan. As far as education goes, where do you stand
plan? Well, and I think this is the question that will really determine the future success of our state. We need a skilled and educated workforce. We have to promote both college readiness to go to places like Texas Tech, West Texas A&M, and Canyon there, and all good schools around the state. But we also have to recognize that 70 to 80% of our jobs, they may not require a four-year degree, but they do require a higher level of training. We need robust public schools. We need innovation in our schools. We need to give parents an opportunity to get their kids out of low-performing schools. We need to reward our good teachers. We need to get bad teachers out of the classroom. I've got to tell you, I would probably still be hauling hay today or watermelons in East Texas, Chad, if it wasn't for a good education system and my public education and then going on to college. And that's what I want, that opportunity for all Texas kids. It doesn't matter what your zip code is, where you live, what your last name is. We need a good, strong education system that recognizes there's no one size fits all. We have to have accountability, and we also have to have quality. And that's what I'll fight for as Lieutenant Governor.
Visiting with Todd Staples. You can visit his website. It's toddstaples.com. I'll give you one more chance to reach out to the listeners out there. Let them know what separates you from everyone else in this race.
Well, I believe the voters are like me and you, Chad. They're just sick and tired of politicians that they just don't listen to voters. And that's why I dedicated much of my life in public service fighting on behalf of Texans. I believe that conservatives do not want the status quo. They want an unapologetic fighter. That's why I've been receiving Tea Party endorsements here across the state. That's why the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Jimmy Draper, has endorsed me. Strong Republican women have endorsed me throughout the state, including Ted Cruz's grassroots chair, Kay Goolsbee, who is my Get Out the Vote chair. I believe that voters will vote for Todd Staples because I have a contract that I've signed with voters. No other candidate has done this. I put my name on the bottom line. You can go to my website at toddstaples.com and see that I will fight for border security and immigration reform. I will fight for jobs in our economy. I will stand up for a strong and accountable and robust quality education system, and I will keep Washington at bay and fight them every step of the way.
Commissioner Todd Staples, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, appreciate your time today and encourage people to go out to the polls tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam. I'm going to be in Lubbock this Wednesday at two different locations. I'm going to look for my bus, my RV that has toddstaples.com on the side. I'll be doing a grassroots town hall meeting at 5:30 at the Lubbock Association of Realtors board office there in Lubbock, and we'll be at a polling place earlier that day.
Great. We'll see you out there then.
Sounds great, Chad. Look forward to it.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Good to be on your show.
Thank you very much. That's Commissioner Todd Staples, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. We'll go ahead.